This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry, President Joe Biden's envoy for climate, has not set a good example for his new position. According to former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, said Kerry is a pretty poor spokesperson for the climate business when he hops on a private jet and leaves a trail of emissions that is about 40 times more than it would be if he flew on a commercial airline. The Biden administration is opening an overflow facility for unaccompanied migrant children apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Health and Human Services Department will reopen a facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, that can accommodate about 700 children and can be expanded if necessary. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a meeting of top financial regulators this week to discuss market volatility driven by retail trading in GameStop and other stocks as early as Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A major league coach is facing disciplinary action. It comes as several women complain about his behavior. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report by The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five of those women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time with the Cleveland Indians as a pitching coach and the New York Mets as a manager. In a statement, the Angels said they would work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Major League Baseball released a schedule that would call for spring training to begin on February 17th and opening day of the 2021 season to take place on April 1st. Super Bowl Sunday starts at 6:30 p.m. on CBS, the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Born in a modest house in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, Stephen Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. President Trump would be the second such person if he decides to run again in 2024. Democrats appear to be pushing forward with a formal impeachment in order to avoid Trump in the future.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months, and for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president. And that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first impeachment against President Trump ended on February 5, 2020, when the Senate acquitted President Trump on all counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm absolutely convinced if that's going to happen, we really have to swear allegiance to the truth, okay? In this narrative environment in which we run in, the era of fake news, anonymous reporting and all, faux science, we're supposed to listen to the scientists, and then you find out that they lack credibility. They probably don't know as much even as we do, just in the realm of common sense. But in light of what we're having to endure with COVID-19, we owe it to our families and to ourselves to be responsible. And it's so critical that we understand what the whole truth and nothing but is all about.
Hello? Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to, our host is coming, but this is Doc Ingram, and we're talking about whether you get the vaccine or not and what could happen potentially. The big problem I have is that most of the scientists and the pundits and pontificators, they actually work for the vaccine companies or they get a commission. That includes the CDC, and so there's such a huge vested interest in this, and it's an invasive medical procedure, so we're not getting a really legitimate assessment. And plus, if somebody gets sick, we don't get any information. We're told, don't you believe that the person got sick from the vaccine? It's not true. But let's just have an open table. If it's working, let's see that information. If people are reacting to it and having chronic, I just met a nurse, a respiratory therapist, to give her some advice because she got violently ill from the COVID-19 shot. That was the second shot. Of her 20 coworkers, 18 were sickened. Many of them lost days off of work. This is just one case in Libertyville. So we should be more pragmatic about this as a medical procedure with side effects and be honest with each other. You know, when you have Mr. Azar, who was a mole for Pfizer, or he was a worker, and he's stuck in there while the vaccine gets approved. And you have Mr. Gates, who said, I've never made so much profit in all my investments but for vaccination. So that should be disclosed. That way we can take an assessment. Okay, you're the one who's saying we should all get vaccinated, but you also profit from that. and you profit from a procedure that can be potentially fatal. So it's time to get, like the host said, a reality check. So to vax or not vax, I don't know that we're using this practically. First of all, we shouldn't be thinking about shooting hospice cases. If one out of 100 of them, and that's about the case, or one out of 50, get sick, then we've made their last few days miserable. Just leave them be. And even the nursing homes cases, frail and vulnerable, as you saw in Norway and in Auburn, New York. What's the issue? Is there any evidence that it's protective? Do we know? Is there a lack of side effects in the elderly that, or are they made miserable by it? A lot of diarrhea, nausea is being reported, fever. And it's gone so far as the Norway's medical officer saying, well, they died from the diarrhea and the nausea and the fever. Well, they didn't die from that. They died from the injection. They were okay until they got the injection. Some of them were facilities where there weren't any deaths from COVID-19 prior to the introduction. So you got to know. Now, I've written the book, How to Avoid Forced Vaccination. It's not so much an anti-vaccination book, is it? It's if you're put in a box, you don't know how to get out, you can't work or you can't travel or you think you can't do anything, go to the Super Bowl, you have to have a vaccine card, so-called, whatever. You don't want to take it, you ended up taking it, you got sick, that sickness made you so wiped out that you can't function and go to work. Nobody's going to pay those bills for you. Nobody's going to replace the money that you lost. So you got to get yourself back on your own. You can't expect the government to do it. And that's what the book's about, what you could take, what you could do to prevent it, like I do for my 50 nurses. Case history, I have 50 nurses, honest to God, they work with COVID-19 cases that are in their homes. So they go visit them. And these nurses were using some natural medicine. You see, I talk about it in the book. They were using a wild oregano oil spray, wild oregano oil internally, and also something that is a essence of the wild oregano, juice of oregano. So they're using the super strength oregano, and they use quite a lot of the spray on their PPE. And when they don't wear PPE, because sometimes they don't feel like doing that when they go to somebody's home, none of them. Excuse me, I just took up my spills. We're having some issues today, aren't we? None of them got sick. Is he back? Oh, it's okay. None of them got even so much as a really bad sore arm, which you would expect about 50% of the nurses to get something. So the fact is that these natural medicines, like black seed oil and oregano oil, for instance, they turn down the cytokine gene so that if we have hundreds of millions of people getting vaccinated in this country, at least you should consider what you can do to protect yourself. Now, I'm not getting the vaccine. Finished. Somebody could come here and say I should. I'm just not doing it. I'm a doctor, but I'm not. But there are millions who are taking it. And that's the approach, is can you do anything? Now, you've seen cases on YouTube. You've seen cases of fatalities, and you've seen cases of people with the tremors. What can you do about it? That's what it's all about. Yeah, no problem to minimize the toxicity, minimize the reactivity, minimize the hospitalization. That's all we need. We have the epidemic, supposedly, occupying our hospital beds. We don't need to have our doctors and nurses sickened and in the ER and then in the ICU and then on a ventilator. Forget it. If anything is toxic enough to force our nurses and doctors and healthcare workers to occupy those beds, we should reevaluate that. If poisonous enough that the nursing home people in the nursing home end up in a hospital, we should be taking a look at that. So maybe when we come back, we can discuss that.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Carr, good to have you back with us. Yes, a little different sound with the, with what's going on with the microphone, because we're having to go through cellular phone here. Due to some technical difficulties, but our conversation will get wrapped up the way originally intended with Dr. Cass Ingram. Dr. Ingram, I'm going to let you remind me where you were at in terms of the conversation.
We've done some clinical work with nurses using different nutraceuticals, really. But the main thing is the oregano is the king. We know it's effective, case history.
Yes.
I rubbed a guy's feet who was on a respirator. I didn't. His wife did. I pushed him. They rubbed his feet with this oregano oil and his shins. 2 days later, he gets off the respirator, and he just keeps improving, and he goes home. How can that be? How can anything be that good? That's the wild oregano from the mountains. Repeated cases of somebody that should have died using this?
Yes.
So we have to. That's why we're doing this clinical assessment. We have to know, can we protect the American public with some kind of a natural thing? Now, they tried some of this other stuff. They tried the D3. It did nothing in the tough cases. So what we want to do is take these tough cases, give them something that's botanical. You know, they used the botanical in Pakistan. 30% of the controls died about that. Only 4% with a botanical died. They should have given it to everybody because that's not ethical, them, as far as I'm concerned. The 4% survived on honey and black seed. Isn't that interesting? It was a big reduction in the COVID death rate with just those two things. So you have to look at these botanicals, which you've ignored them for 100 years in this country, and the medical profession has.
Right.
And not just the common buzzwords of zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, but the herbs that God made from his kingdom. We don't know what they are. We don't know how they operate. We just know they work.
Well, because God said they were made for healing, right?
Yeah, they were made for us. But we're going to ignore him, spit in the face, and, you know, take only the vaccine approach, only the hydroxychloroquine, only the, which hydroxychloroquine is close to nature, but only the, what is it, the dexamethasone and the ventilator, when we could be giving something natural to the people who come to the ER and say, well, try this. We've only got two respirators left. Try this every hour or two. Let's see if you improve. Oh, you know what, doctor? I really feel better. I don't have so much restriction. Good, good, good. It's working.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
There's not one place in the world that's doing it. Not just the United States. The pharmaceutical has control of everything. And it should be the botanical has control. Should be the botanical and the pharmaceutical together.
Well, how about the doctor?
You take it. You need the botanical, you take it.
Front line, though, Cass. I mean, you got doctors, like you say, that, you know, are trying different things on the front lines. And if it doesn't fit into the WHO qualifications, then Facebook and everybody else is negating it and tamping it down.
I mean, shouldn't it be about helping people and saving lives and anything productive, whether it be zinc or hydroxychloroquine, and in my case, the oregano? You're right. When the oregano started trending back about a year ago, and there were 2,000 posts of my research, which I didn't have anything to do with, 2,000 times Facebook was forced to change the algorithm, and it went into nowhere's land. And that was a study I did where the destruction of the human coronavirus by oil of wild oregano and by the multiple spice, oregano, cumin, cinnamon, and sage, which worked more effectively. And they're both good. That was they took that research and scrubbed it. I had nothing to do with it. I just did the study back in 2003. You see, I'd given the WHO an oregano oil, some of the Sirega rasp, the multiple spice, and some of the spray when they went into China in 2003 to find out the origin of SARS, so-called.
Yes.
And then they called me back and said, none of us got sick. They already know what's good. They're not helping anybody.
Right. Well, again, unfortunately, this whole, of course, we can't say China virus anymore, according to the president. He said that that's verboten. So, you know, we not only have to watch our pronouns, there are specific words that we can no longer use here in America, the land of the free, home of the brave. But as you say, you know, there's still many of us committed to the health and well-being of the everyday citizen. And, you know, we want to understand what's going on and, you know, and also to utilize our common sense, right? I mean,
we have to use our common sense. Most of the autopsies are showing a bacterial infection in the lungs of the dead people. So there's a kind of an unknown here, and you need something actually Trump had the idea right, but the wrong on information. He said something to clean out. It's interesting that the Old Testament says, clean yourself with oregano that you'll be purified. So why not just take him at his word and say, well, all right, let's do this study. Let's not do this study. Let's just do this study on ourselves. Let's go get some oil of oregano super strength. Make sure it says, doesn't say 70. Make sure it doesn't say standardized. If you if the oregano says standardized, just run the other way. And and let's take it. Let's get our family on it. Let's see if we can find the spray, oregano clove bud spray, and mist that around. Dilute that down. You can dilute that 50-1. It's still good. You know, we did an evaluation with the EPA on this, and it kills everything in the on the surfaces. So if you want to use it instead of chlorine, you can spray it on a sponge or something or a piece of tissue and wipe something down. And then you would have something natural and not suppress your immune system with chemicals, right? So, well, I don't know what to tell you. It seems to me that natural medicine got destroyed for commercial interests. That's what's going on. And so it's hard to reboot that. You know,
it's the old act, you follow the money, right? And people will do that which they're rewarded for. Well, the hospitals were rewarded to report everything as COVID. And, of course, interestingly, have you seen the numbers for flu? You know, usually this time of year we'd be getting some flu numbers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's all been poured into the COVID bucket. So
I think it has.
Yeah.
And there's no way you're going to have no flu. So the bigger problem is that fabrication of the numbers for political purposes or social purposes, where somebody gets sick from a heart attack or a drug or some toxicity, and they put it down as COVID, and the medical officer knows it's not that
right.
disease.
Exactly.
And that's happening, actually.
Yeah, that's what some of the doctors say.
The fact that it's a real condition, but it's Hank Aaron? Hank Aaron took the vaccine. He died 2 weeks later or so. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, again, you know, the utilization of common sense is out the door for political purposes, for fear. And look at what, you know, now those that are in political power, they're the ones that have fanned the flames of fear. And
Now, you can't call it China virus, but then call it China USA because the United States, through the Obama team or whatever, paid the Wuhan lab to study this pathogen.
Right. So that was Dr. Fauci, his team. Supposedly,
his team. He's actually responsible for this pandemic. So he can act like a hero now, I guess. But if you really dig down, you find that he and his cabal were screwing around with bat coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, a little known caveat is that 400 million or so pigs died from coronavirus, including bat COVID-19, in 2009-2018. So there was something going on in the animals, and then they found the COVID recently on the floor of the Wuhan market. They were slaughtering the pigs in there. And the first people that got sick were the pig workers.
Yeah.
So you got to take a look at all that, you know, and
without a doubt,
national and follow the money, and they've done it before. Yeah, they hid this from the people.
Yeah, the common sense stuff is, you know, we have to throw out the window in order to go along to get along here. This is rather disgusting. Dr. Cass Ingram has been our guest, one of North America's leading experts on health benefits. Thank you, Cass. Appreciate it. Take care.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry, President Joe Biden's envoy for climate, has not set a good example for his new position. According to former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, Perry, the former governor of Texas, said Kerry is a pretty poor spokesperson for the climate business when he hops on a private jet and leaves a trail of emissions that is about 40 times more than it would be if he flew on a commercial airline. The Biden administration is opening an overflow facility for unaccompanied migrant children apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Health and Human Services Department will reopen a facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, that can accommodate about 700 children and can be expanded if necessary. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a meeting of top financial regulators this week to discuss market volatility driven by retail trading in GameStop and other stocks as early as Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Hey, that'd be me. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way we like to be. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bob Elliman joins us now. We're going to be talking about Sidney Powell launching an election integrity movement with unlimited contribution from a super PAC. Elliman is a regular contributor to the New American Magazine, writing primarily on economics and politics. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me aboard.
Well, Sidney Powell has been much maligned through this whole process, and she has passionately engaged voter fraud. And in some cases, of course, we're getting some reports coming in with this crazy meeting that took place with the president in the White House, people questioning whether, she should not be there. But she was, again, defending the case that voter fraud had existed. And felt that there needed to be a deeper dive on this, but we knew early on that the clock was ticking and she was running out of time. But here after the fact, she seems to be the only person, which surprising because we've talked about on this show, Bob, that where is the Republican effort to give the American people a sense of security about a free and fair election? We're just supposed to accept these numbers and the results of this election because that's what they tell us to do. But yet we have all this, we've got hundreds of affidavits with legal jeopardy for these people that filled out these affidavits saying, hey, we got serious problems. But the general, response is, well, that's not going to change enough votes, so it wouldn't have made any difference.
Well, let me back up just a sec. As a writer for thenewamerican.com, it's an online presence published by and supported by the John Birch Society. Let me start at the top. I have been tracking and following Sidney Powell ever since Michael Flynn fired his previous worthless law firm and hired her to defend him. I've been reading some of her affidavits and claims and lawsuits and responses to Judge Sullivan. And This woman, this is an amazing individual. She is indefatigable. I describe her backbone as being made of titanium steel. To go to the particular point that you have made, back on the 16th of November, I quoted her as saying that it is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I'm going to expose every one of them. She gave great comfort at that time to say, the fraud is gigantic. Trump won this election in a landslide. The machines were updated the night of the election. It's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, social media, the media companies. And then she said, and famously or perhaps infamously, she said, I'm going to release the Kraken, which is a mythical beast from the nether regions. Well, she released it, but the courts never heard it. And so from the point of view of people like Senator Ted Cruz, since there have been no courts that have looked at the evidence and concluded that it's valid, therefore there must be no evidence at all. For them, Mrs. Powell has the following answer. She said, I am going to create a, and she did, a super PAC. I checked the FEC, Federal Election Commission, to find out what the rules were, and it's allowing unlimited contributions from individuals, corporations, labor unions, and other political action committees to promote candidates who fight for truth and so on. What it is, her target is to remove the rhinos who were complicit with the Democrats and the deep state in overthrowing the election of Trump and just kicking him to the curb. That's the real power. Several of those 10 10 Republicans who joined the Democrats have already started feeling the heat from the people that they allegedly represented. I was glad to see one of them simply announcing that he's not going to run for re-election. Two or three others have already been primaried. I'm watching with great interest this turncoat in Wyoming, Liz Cheney. I thought it was very interesting that she is running for cover. She said, I'm going to run, but I expect to lose. I find that rather interesting. What is your role? Well, we speculate all day long, but getting rid of her, first of all, as head of the House Republican Committee, and secondly, getting her out of the House altogether, that would be a great start. And she is very clear. A member of the deep state and the swamp.
Bob, and I think that that's shocking and on hand, and yet what most Americans, certainly Republicans, do not understand, the incredible forces that were against this president. You know, we saw Nancy Pelosi, the obvious ones, and the rest of the Democrats, but people within his own party. And, of course, they scattered immediately on January the 16th. And I would say that we said this from day one about Donald Trump, that he was quite an exposing agent, whether we're talking about the deep state or people within the Republican Party. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, Republicans, when they are in power, end up neutering themselves and rendering themselves ineffective to the very people that brought them into office. And this is why they're so doubtful about putting them back into office, because they haven't performed.
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point, Bill. People are measuring Trump's legacy. The people that he's named to the Supreme Court, to the other lesser courts, 200 allegedly conservative constitutionalists and so on. His building the economy, his standing up to China, his being strong on illegal immigration. I think the real legacy is exposing the media as simply being a transmission belt of propaganda for the left. Right. That's enduring legacy that I think nobody's going to believe. We're already watching other media pop up. Newsmax, for one example, has just picked up 1 million viewers right out of Fox News hide. And yes. Fox News has had to update its lineup of talking heads to try to capture or keep the leak from exploding Fox News. Right. They used to be the leader. And then, of course, they've been.
Well, it's all about the messaging. See, they've abandoned the message. They've abandoned the message that brought millions of people to that channel. And, you know, I don't know if they can heal their wounds. I mean, people are still going to, because it's a bit of a destination in prime time with, you know, Tucker. But even Tucker's taken a hit, you know, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. But you cannot do this to people, especially conservatives. Conservatives, they're long on memory. You know, Democrats seem not to be. They seem to be so forgiving, which is so amazing. Why, you know, somebody like Nancy Pelosi can make a career out of her political office. And she seems to have, you know, 280,000 set votes in her upper right hand drawer of her office at home that she can pull out whenever she needs them. And maybe, you know, the thought is, Bob, that she finds a way to transfer those votes over to her daughter. So when she retires, her daughter takes over.
Well, you know, Nancy is a voice. But she is not the driving force. We have to go deep back into who has initiated this thing, the attack on the Republic. We can chat about that.
Well, we've got to go to break, and we've got more from Bob Edelman. We're talking Sidney Powell. We're talking our government. We're talking about the rank corruption that we knew was going to be put back under the carpet with the election of one Joe Biden. Stay tuned. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that's the challenge when things seem a little bleak, you know, in keeping the good fight. And this is where you have to give credit where credit is due with Sidney Powell. It's that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And she knows that she knows. I've known Sidney for a number of years. And in fact, we go back when she released her, you know, her initial book and had to deal with Andrew Weissman. So she had his background pretty well figured out, knew what he was about. Even the judge that was handling the case for Mike Flynn, she understood what she was dealing with there, was rather surprised that, that he took the position that he did, which seemed to be very politically motivated and wasn't necessarily one about justice. But Sidney, being the passionate as you found out, Bob, that she when she believes on something, I mean, she's the epitome of a bulldog, you know, holding on to something until, you know, we can get down to the truth of the matter. But she seems to be, you know, a lone voice here, you know.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. You know, she says that between 75 and 80 million people actually voted for Trump, according to the numbers in the study that she has. I look at Peter Navarro, Dr. Navarro's three-part report on the fraud just in the six battleground states. You know, if I'm ever quizzed, and occasionally I am, where's the evidence, where's the proof, you know, et cetera, I said, just type in at your favorite search engine, the Navarro report, and that will give you all the information you need. That there is abundant, overwhelming evidence of the fraud. He's done a great job. So I would say that she is only reflective of the voices of millions of people who are left trying to silence, and she simply will not be silenced.
Yeah. Well, the challenge in all this when it came up, Bob, I you know, legal process being what it is, and the Democrats are really good, and they had their band of attorneys out early and often and making sure things went in their favor, support. You know, we talked about the cabal of big tech, Mark Zuckerberg, what he did with $350 million to grease the skids to make sure the outcome was secure. I mean, they spent a lot of money. And, you know, the question is yet to be answered as to who orchestrated this, who ordered, you know, 200,000 ballots to be moved from New York to Pennsylvania. That's not being refuted. That's there. But yet, you know, a big number like that, I mean, they just ignore it, you know, kind of acknowledge that it may have happened, but ignore it because it doesn't fit the narrative that says, well, even that, you know, not even they don't mention that. They kind of, you know, straight arm that and say, well, regardless, there's not enough votes that would have changed the outcome.
I would like to travel. Forgive me if I don't want to usurp your show or the direction it's going. As I'm doing radio shows and I'm discovering I'd like to go down a road that is rarely traveled. People assume that, you know, people like Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are the prime drivers of this hatred. But somebody is driving the bus behind them and have been for years, decades. Mm-hmm. And so little has been talked about an organization that has existed since the 20s, the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, once we understand the depth of their infestation into our culture, then questions like Fox News are easily understood. The why Fox could cater to the conservative, quote-unquote, audience, but really intentionally drawing incomplete conclusions of the Bill Riley approach, sometimes Tucker Carlson. Tucker knows about the CFR. I have yet to hear him mention that anywhere.
Well, Maria Bartiromo is a member of the CFR.
Well, a number of them are, including the owner of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. Now, it's interesting. He's in his 90s now, and he allegedly gave control to his two sons, one of whom bowed out. But his other son is also CFR, and he has very clearly been pushing Fox to become more like MSNBC and CNN. And that's part of, you know, people say, well, how come? How is it possible? But now we understand that there are people behind the scenes belonging to and a part of the cabal that has intentionally, deliberately, over decades, been attacking the Republic of the United States to turn it into a democracy and then into a mobocracy and leading ultimately to a dictatorship. And that's the CFR. I think we can spend too much time talking about the Council on Foreign Relations and its infestation into our culture through the colleges, through the media, and elsewhere.
Well, and this is all, as you say, is a cabal all moving down the same Yelp brick road to globalism, is it not?
Exactly. This has been the whole point of this. We cannot have one of the insiders, I forget who exactly, put it very well. It could have been Carol Quigley. A professor at Georgetown University, I think he was the one who said that the whole purpose of the CFR is to reduce the influence of the United States into such a degree that it may be comfortably merged into a world government.
Mm, yes. You see, that all makes sense. I mean, when you really think about it, of course, for those of us of faith and read the Bible, we know that's the end game, and it is now no longer an existential threat. We've been infected by this disease. People who have taken, as I mentioned, the oath of office with their fingers crossed, and they're supposed to defend and protect our Constitution. And they take on a position of power and forget about our Constitution and what's good for the American people. It's all about the elites now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm just finishing up an article for the New American. I'm hoping it'll be published later today. It has to do with the rebuttal that Trump's attorneys have presented against the charge that he ought to be impeached because he was in rebellion and insurrection against the Republic. As I got into that article, it's not quite done yet, but as I got into it, I'm more and more persuaded that it's called projection, that what you are guilty of, you accuse your enemy of doing. It's really quite remarkable.
That's an old tactic that they've used, since the creation of man, right?
Yep. Well, the battle's been going on since people occasionally will ask me, how far back do you have to go? And, you know, some people say, well, we go back to the end of the Civil War. We go back to 1830. We go back to 1776 and May 1st and so on. I prefer to go back all the way to the Garden of Eden when Satan stole that apple to Eve and then her weak-kneed, spineless husband, Adam, said, yeah, I'll take a bite of that.
Right. Yeah, and there it is. I mean, but before that, it was the idea that, Satan had projected a doubt. Well, first of all, that they themselves could be God. And so
yes.
for some reason,
even at that point in the garden, that appealed to their appetite, that they could be as God, and which is amazing. And God must have known that we were created in his image. So that spoke to something within our, you know, I don't know, you want to say our DNA or our makeup that, you know, caught us off guard. And we were vulnerable, you know, to that. Our original parents were vulnerable to that suggestion to, first of all, be as God. And the second was to question authority. Did God really say? And so yeah. Here we are. We have followed that pattern of you're not the boss of me. We question authority. And even though we have empirical evidence, we decide that we are our own God and we can do as we darn well please. Well, in the history of man, when you look and see where that occurs, it's an absolute disaster. And here we are, deja vu one more time, are we not?
Yes, exactly. We need to remember, of course, Bill, and I'm sure you do too. God is omnipotent. He is omniscient, omnipresent. He makes no mistakes. He knows every jot, every tittle, every move. Nothing catches him by surprise. The more I read not only the New Testament but the Old, the more persuaded I am that all of human history is to bring glory to his name.
Amen. Yeah, and when that happens, it goes well for us. I remind people often of that conversation between he and Cain that echoes through the millennia when Cain's sacrifice was not accepted. And God told him and really told his creation forever that if you do well, will it not go right for you? And
yes.
And that's a true test, right? I mean, if you're doing well, it's going right for you. And even when it doesn't seem to be going right, you know that you're doing, you can have confidence that you're still doing well, and that, as you say, God is sovereign and in control no matter what.
Amen, Bill. Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Well, Bob Edelman, I appreciate you coming on the show. I look forward to, you know, continuing the conversation and to future reports. I can't wait to hear your next entry. So thank you for coming on. Take care. How can people be
thank
in touch
you,
with
Bill.
You, Bob? We've got 15 seconds left.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. You take care. God bless.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.